Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. So we must now find what God is doing and join in it, in the plans of God, and then the joy come, and then the rejoicing come when we are doing the will of God. The will of God is the Word of God. The Word of God is the plans of God. So you have to rejoice when you are doing the plans of God.
You are transporting then spiritual reality into the physical realm. And we're going to continue that topic this week. There's some important points that Pastor Beckford has brought out. How do we transport spiritual reality into the physical realm? So I'm going to list the two just as an introduction, and then we're going to jump right into the first one. So the first one is meditation. How do we transport spiritual reality into the physical realm? Through meditation. And the second is by revelation. So we need meditation and revelation. Revelation is not coming without meditation.
Come on.
And the meditation that we are talking about is biblical meditation on the Word.
Not metaphysics. Not yoga. Meditation we're talking about is meditate on the Word of God. So to fully concentrate it, focus it on what? The Word of God. So we block out every other thoughts, every other spirit, every other distraction, and the only thing we see is the Word of God.
That was commissioned in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So this is an important, meditation is an important point when Joshua was coming into doing season. He was coming out of preparation season into doing season. And Moses gave him this word. And then the Lord reminded Joshua of this word in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And he said, let him know, look, you want to be able to do that which you see? Continue to meditate in the Word of God day and night. Do not let it depart from your mouth. Don't talk in opposition to the word that you see.
Come on.
And how often do we do that? We see something, we desire something, and then we speak in opposition to that. But he says, no, we have this, the Word of God must be in our mouth as we're meditating on it. We're speaking what we're seeing. We're not discussing the obstacles. We're talking about what we see, how it is going to come to pass. God has many ways. The enemy wants us to always feel like we're backed up in a corner, but the Bible says that he has put us in a broad place. We have many options. We have different ways that we could come against the tactics of the enemy to try to slow us down, discourage us, and delay. We have to meditate on the Word of God to see it the way he sees it, say it the way he says it, and do it the way he does it.
So I can't see it the way God sees it unless I am meditating on it. So first of all, I can pick a verse, pick any verse. And once you pick that verse, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 1, just pick that verse. How does the Lord see me? He see me as his sheep. The Lord sees me, Diane, as his sheep. He's the owner of my life. That's how he sees it. In order for me, Diana, and in order for you to see that, you got to go in there in his word now and says, he is, how are you going to see God? He is my shepherd. When you see him as the shepherd, then you know you belongs to him.
And then when we look at the writer who said it in Psalm chapter 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we look at the writer, David, and then we look at his life, we can see tangible proof,
that
tangible evidence that David didn't turn into a sheep.
No.
He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Doesn't mean he turned into a physical sheep.
No.
But he used the characteristics, the properties, the relationship between a sheep and a shepherd, the characteristics, and he was able to follow the shepherd, knowing that the shepherd wants only what is best for the sheep.
Yes.
And when we look and see the different things, the different exploits and such that David did, he conferred with God. He talked with God. He inquired of the Lord. That God would reveal unto him which way to go in different situations.
And what to do.
What to do. Sometimes he would tell him, don't pursue. Sometimes he would tell him, go and pursue.
Yeah.
Sometimes he would tell him to do it like this. Sometimes he would tell him to do it like that. And as long as he did it the way that he told him to do it, he got the results that he wanted to see.
And that's why. So let's stay with that. Mm-hmm. David understand totally the relationship between a sheep and a shepherd. He understand it. He understand that the sheep don't rule anything. The sheep doesn't own anything. The sheep doesn't make no decision of its own. It was a David was a shepherd.
Mm-hmm. That was good because they don't lead anything.
Things.
They don't really have anything, but they have everything. Because they're with the shepherd. They're following the direction,
Come
the
on,
guidance of the shepherd. Because if they didn't move when the shepherd moved, they'll be standing in pasture that's already been ate up. And they'll be standing there in dirt with no provision. But the shepherd moved.
He went
into the green pastures. He went by the
still waters.
If they follow the shepherd and they continue to do what the shepherd does, then they have the provision of the shepherd.
So now when we meditate, so in meditation, so if I simply just take the 23rd Psalms and meditate on it, then I can understand that, wait a minute here, everything that I need is in God. My entire life belongs to him. He is the owner. So the Lord is my shepherd. Why should I fear? Somebody needs to get that.
Yeah. We used to have a youth that was in one of the programs that me and my husband worked at, and he would always say, the Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
He know what I want.
He know what I want.
Yeah. He is absolutely, absolutely right on this Monday morning. The Lord is my shepherd. He knows exactly what I want.
Because he knows us better than we know ourselves.
He knows us. That's why the shepherd has a crooked stick with a curve. So when the sheep want to go the other way, he uses that paw to bring his neck back.
Change of direction.
Change of direction. You want to go. He uses his thumb. He bring him right back in line. God always bring you and I back in line when we get in out of line, because it's easy for us to get out of alignment. Mm-hmm. But so God will bring us back. So he says to Joshua, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to worry about. Here's the key. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You should meditate on it day and night until you get it.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll observe.
Then you, when you get it, you'll do. That's right.
That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
Yes.
For then you will make your way.
prosperous.
Too often we're waiting for other people to make our way prosperous. We're looking on to people, and then we're disappointed. But when we look on to God, we are appointed. We're fulfilling our appointment when we look on to him. For then you will make
your way prosperous.
And then you will have good success. So it's in direct proportion to meditating on the word of God, declaring the word of God, observing to do the word of God. It works.
Because you see it. Mm-hmm. Watch this. So he says, and in that teaching on Sunday, and we know going over that teaching so that our Make Your Day Count family can get the same revelation, same knowledge of the word of God. So when you meditate like this day and night, you become consumed by that word. Mm-hmm. Once you become what? Consumed by the word, then you can see what it says. Mm-hmm. And now that you see what it says, then you can do it.
And you can't unsee it.
That's right.
That was a great point that Pastor brought out. You can't unsee it. Once you are consumed by the word and God shows you what you are sent in this world to do, he shows you how he is equipping you. He's showing you how everything in your life up to this point has prepared you for this moment. You can't unsee it. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Doesn't matter what anybody says.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what roadblocks come up. It doesn't matter how many people said no. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And then you continue to diligently pursue it. Though the vision tarries, you choose to wait for it, knowing that it is surely going to come to pass. And then it comes to pass, just as he showed you, just as you saw it. And then people say, oh, you did do it.
You're looking at the word. Mm-hmm. And Make Your Day family this morning, you might read a passage of scripture the first time and you didn't see anything. You didn't get anything. But if you continue to read the same passage over and over, I guarantee you, you're going to see things in there. As soon as you don't move away from that same passage, just keep reading it, go over it over and over. That's one passage, and you will see so much in there. And you say, wow, I didn't know. I read that yesterday. I didn't see that. You read it another day. You say, wow, I read this 3 days ago, and I didn't see this. That's the vastness of God's word. So you got to meditate.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.